The fairy tale ending to Caitlin Clark's college career was not to be. Yesterday, the extraordinary Caitlin and her Iowa Hawkeyes were eclipsed by the not-to-be-denied South Carolina Gamecocks in the March Madness women's final.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
The final moments of the tournament on ESPN yesterday, the Gamecocks won 87-75. Lauren Tuscola from The Gist is in our Boston studio. And Lauren, thank you, because first of all, I think you're the only person left in the city, everyone else having driven north to see the eclipse. But we've been talking, and boy, what a tournament for South Carolina. Undefeated this season. It was a revenge game for them. They lost the last game last year, but only three games out of 122 since 2021. And you and I were saying, they couldn't breathe. You couldn't breathe, right, watching it?
During the beginning of that game, yeah. The first quarter, the pace that they were playing with in the beginning. But the South Carolina team has been so dominant. And really down low is where they were the most dominant, with their big player, Camila Cardozo, just dominating the boards, out-rebounding. But it was just so fun to watch them on this run.
Oh, it was just and what happened? Caitlin and the Hawkeyes, as you say, came out, owned the floor. Then they couldn't get near the basket, thank you, Camila, and missed their logo shots, it seemed. What happened?
Yeah, Caitlin had that hot start, so she had 18 points in the first quarter, which is an NCAA championship game record. But Raven Johnson for South Carolina really stepped up on defense, shut her down in the second half, and I think Caitlin was pressing a bit at the end, putting up those logo threes. They just weren't falling, and she's really the stir that gets it going for the Hawkeyes, so they just shut her down.
Well, apparently something that got South Carolina going was Coach Dawn Staley, a former WNBA player, three-time Olympic medalist. You know, tell us more about her.
She's just such a legend. She's so incredible. She's now the first Black head coach to win three NCAA championships. The thing I love about Dawn Staley, she has the bigger picture in mind when it comes to women's basketball. She shout out Caitlin Clark at the end. She's always thinking about basketball in general, and she's just such a legend of the game.
Let's listen to, you know, first of all, we should say the hugs and the love between her and her players, but she did acknowledge Caitlin. Let's listen.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport.
And so Caitlin Clark, will she head to the WNBA? I mean, come on. I mean, as the coach said, she's probably first pick.
Next week is the WNBA draft, and she's expected. She's almost certainly going to be the number one pick to the Indiana Fever. And when she heads to the WNBA, she'll actually be teaming up with a former South Carolina player in Aaliyah Boston. And she's a big player. She can pass it to her. So I'm so excited to see those two teaming up at the next level here.
That's the thing to remember. These young women have known each other for years, and now they're going to be in a league that's going to shine a lot brighter. But what does this do for the whole game, South Carolina? What has this done?
Yeah, this tournament in particular has been so incredible for women's basketball. The thing I keep coming back to, it's just the third year they were even allowed to call it March Madness. We had this whole March misogyny debacle a few years ago, and now we finally get that branding. It's just incredible when you actually put women's sports on TV, people are going to show up, and we've seen those viewership numbers throughout the whole tournament.
Well, is there anything else? Oh, yeah, tonight's the men's final. Purdue facing reigning champion, the UConn Huskies. We just don't have time, though. So
we'll move right on.
Lauren, let's just enjoy this incredible moment for women in sport. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Gist, Lauren Tuscola, taking a look at yesterday's extraordinary game.